Welcome, everyone, to a new issue of The Oral Part, the series about German-American intercultural relationships. Today we're going to talk about German actors in American movies and what it takes for a German actor to be successful in Hollywood. For this occasion, we've invited three experts on the topic. Mr. Harvey, who works in the movie department at TMZ.
Glad to be here.
Ms. Schmidt, who runs an acting school in Munich.
It's so nice to be here.
And Ms. Potter, who, despite of a nasty cold, has managed to come here and who works as a freelance journalist for VIPs Today.
Hello.
Welcome. Thank you all for coming here today. So I'd like to begin this podcast with a question for Ms. Potter. You deal with famous actors all the time. Can you tell us more about someone who has worked in America?
Well, the first actor who comes to my mind is Til Schweiger. Til Schweiger is the most successful filmmaker in Germany at the moment. Mm-hmm. He is not only an actor, but also a director and producer. He even owns a production company called Barefoot Films, based in Berlin. Since 1968, no other actor has managed to draw more people into the cinemas than him. And his movie Kein Ohrhase, which he has written, produced and directed himself, became the most successful film in German theaters with a box office result of $62 million.
Well, that's quite an accomplishment. So yeah, he really is quite successful in Germany, apparently. But what about his international success?
Til Schweiger has actually appeared in numerous American movies. His first appearance was in 1998 in the Hollywood production Replacement Killers. After that came movies like Driven with Sylvester Stallone or Tomb Raider with Angelina Jolie. So he is not unknown in the American film business. But Til Schweiger refuses to play the classic Nazi roles, which are usually given to German actors in American productions. He even declined to work on a movie by Steven Spielberg, and because of this, many claim that that choice not to play the stereotypical roles was a mistake, and that he has ruined his career. He managed to be cast in Quentin Tarantino's Inglourious Basterds, this time as an ex-Nazi hunting Nazis. This seems to have pushed his international career a bit, as he appeared in This Means War and The Necessary Death of Charlie Countryman, both released this year.
Okay, that's interesting. Well, let's look at another German actor who apparently chosen a different route to success. Mr. Harvey?
Thomas Kretschmann would be a good example for this. He accepted roles where he had to portray German soldiers during the Second World War. He starred as a German submarine captain in the movie U-571 and later as a member of the SS in Roman Polanski's movie The Pianist. Mm-hmm. The latter role was less clichéd, as his character was more complex and, for example, actually did hide the Jewish protagonist. Yeah. Through starring in those movies, he reached a much higher grade of publicity and is now being offered a variety of roles from which he can more freely choose.
Ah, okay. So, it seems like German actors tend to be typecast in Hollywood for certain roles. And in order for a German actor to be successful, he or she has to accept this. Mr. Harvey, are there other problems a German actor might encounter in America?
Yeah, American producers tend to give German actors small roles in order to gain more attention and publicity in European countries, and therefore to increase the revenue the movie makes in the home country, as Germany, for example, is a growing market for the industry. But they claim that actors from European countries have little recognition value, so the big roles in real blockbusters are still given to the American Hollywood stars. Mm-hmm. Franka Potente is an example for this. She became popular with the movie Lola Runs in 1998. She managed to gain the attention of American film producers, but it was only enough for guest roles in blockbusters like Blow with Johnny Depp in 2002, and her biggest role so far, The Bourne Identity with Matt Damon.
But there's one obvious counterexample, Christoph Waltz.
Mm-hmm. What is so special about him?
As we all know, Waltz has gained a lot of international success over the last few years. To give you some general information about his acting background, Waltz is an Austrian-German actor and he comes from a theater family. He started out as a stage actor and starred in minor productions. His first acknowledgement was a series called The Gravy Train, which you can still watch on YouTube.
Okay, and what actually triggered his overseas career?
He had his international breakthrough portraying the role of Hans Landa in Quentin Tarantino's Inglourious Basterds. Tarantino stated that Waltz gave him his movie because he played the role so well. For this portrayal, he received many awards, most importantly the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor. He continued playing in a few major productions like Water for the Elephants and The Green Hornet. And in 2011, he and Quentin Tarantino worked together once again. In Django Unchained, he portrayed Dr. King Schultz, for which he was critically praised and for which he once again received the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor, among other awards.
We can see that it's beneficial to accept the Nazi roles.
As far as female actors go, there's also Diane Kruger. She was born as Diane Heidkrüger, but changed her name later as she perceived its length and the umlaut as obstacles for her career. She first went to France, where she gained her first movie experience, for example in The Piano Player. Her international breakthrough was made possible by a role in the movie Troy, where she played the female protagonist. Later on, she starred in National Treasure and the sequel with Nicolas Cage and in Inglourious Basterds.
We hear the title Inglourious Basterds a lot. It seems like that film was an incredible opportunity for German actors to gain recognition overseas. Are there any more known German actors in this movie?
Well, there also was Daniel Brühl. The success of Goodbye Lenin allowed him to land starring roles in Inglourious Basterds, The Bourne Ultimatum, Inside WikiLeaks and Rush. At the moment, he's being talked about as the most promising German actor in Hollywood.
Thank you, Ms. Schmidt. Well, unfortunately, we have arrived at the end of our program. So, let's take a look at what we found out today. What does it take to be successful as a German actor in Hollywood? Well, what I learned today are basically three things. First, you must not shy away from certain stereotyped roles. I mean, no struggling actor can afford to be picky with his roles, of course, but it's understandable that a German actor doesn't want to be typecast as the Nazi guy every single time. Second, it helps to have international experience prior to America. And third, and this appears to be of extreme importance, you should be in a Tarantino movie. Anyway, thank you all for this very interesting and informative podcast. You're always welcome to visit again. And of course, thanks to our audience for listening. Until next time at The Oral Pod.